Biden tries to make taxpayers fund abortions for fourth year in a row. By Katherine Hamilton on March 14, 2024. The Biden administration is trying to make U.S. taxpayers fund abortions by leaving out the Hyde Amendment from the fiscal year 2025 budget released this week. The move marks the fourth year in a row President Joe Biden's Office of Management and Budget has purposefully left out the Hyde Amendment, a provision that has been part of federal appropriations for decades and prevents direct taxpayer funding of abortion through programs like Medicaid. Republicans have foiled past attempts to remove the Hyde Amendment from the budget. Until recently, the Hyde Amendment has enjoyed tremendous bipartisan support, including from Biden himself. In April 1994, Ben Sen. Biden wrote to a constituent, "Those of us who are opposed to abortion should not be compelled to pay for them." Now, the Biden administration has arguably become the most pro-abortion administration in U.S. history, working through executive orders, rulemaking and guidance from unelected government bureaucrats, and various legal challenges to install its abortion-on-demand agenda around the country and the world. Killing the unborn is also President Joe Biden's day one. Number one priority if he is re-elected. His staff has said, a strategy likely designed to bludgeon Republicans and appeal to a wide swath of women and young voters accustomed to 50 years of the right to abortion invented under the now-defunct Roe v. Wade decision. Organizations that perform in or promote the killing of the unborn celebrated the absence of the Hyde Amendment in this fiscal year 2025 budget. Planned Parenthood Action Fund said in a press release. In line with past budgets proposed by the Biden-Harris administration, this budget excludes the racist and discriminatory Hyde Amendment, which disproportionately denies abortion coverage to Black, Latino, and Indigenous people, LGBTQ+ people, immigrants, and other communities that already face barriers to health care and economic advancement. Nurbise Flint, president of All Above All, a pro-abortion group, hailed Biden's removal of the amendment and called for Congress to make the change permanent. "We're glad to see that for the fourth year in a row, the Biden administration recommitted to ending the Hyde Amendment by eliminating this decades-old policy, which disproportionately impacts people working to make ends meet and Black and brown people," Flint said, adding, "The harm of Hyde is now compounded by the fallout of the Dobbs decision. Ahead of a presidential election where our fundamental freedoms are on the line, Congress must act with urgency to end this cruel restriction once and for all so that no one is denied abortion coverage just because they're working to make ends meet. Abortion justice can't wait." In contrast, leading pro-life organization Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America slammed the move as a capitulation to the Democrat Party's pro-abortion activist wing. The Biden-Harris administration's clear priority is pushing all trimester abortions with no limits, even when babies in the womb can feel pain, paid for with taxpayer dollars, said Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. "Democrats just keep pushing more and more abortions, all while stripping funding from pregnancy centers that serve millions of women each year. Biden's agenda is not only radically at odds with the values of the majority of Americans, but also with the majority of women who want help to keep their babies rather than aborting them," Dannenfelser continued. Since flip-flopping on taxpayer-funded abortion to run for president, Biden has lost any resistance to his party's pro-abortion activist wing. Democrats' ongoing assault on Hyde proves their commitment to abortion above all, as they continue pushing unlimited abortion nationwide, throwing out long-standing, bipartisan consensus for the sake of their abortion lobby allies, she added. "But our team is working tirelessly to reach 10 million voters, 4 million directly at their doors, to expose Democrats' extremism so they can be held accountable at the ballot box." Polling earlier this year by Marist and Knights of Columbus found that a majority of Americans, 53%, oppose or strongly oppose using tax dollars to pay for abortions. The Office of Management and Budget did not respond to a request for comment by time of publication. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.